Welcome to the Cashflow Ninja, the podcast sharing how to create and grow income streams and manage, multiply, and protect your wealth in the new economy. Are you tired of trading your time for money? Do you desire freedom today instead of retirement in 10, 20, or 30 years? I'm MC Lobsher, and this is the Cashflow Ninja.
This is Cashflow Ninja. My name is MC Lobsher. Thank you so much for spending your most valuable resource, your time once again with me on the show. As you've probably noticed, I haven't published for a couple of weeks. I have been really immersing myself in content creation and serving my program members that signed up for the Cashflow Core Builder program. I've published over 40 hours of content for program members within that program. And then we do a live Q&A call every single Friday. I was only going to do that for 4 weeks, but I'm continuing to do that for the rest of the year. As you know by now, I will always over-deliver for folks that are part of my community. So that's where my effort and my attention and focus has been. But I wanted to jump on and just touch base with everyone in our community and get our podcast back up and rolling throughout the summer, because we got a ton of great guests coming and we've got a ton of great pieces of information to share. So the Cashflow Core Builder program is still open. You can enroll at cashflowninja.com/CORE. That's how you become a program member and sign up for the Cashflow Core Builder program. It is a four-week program with over 40 hours of content where I share exactly how you can build a personalized and customized strategy for yourself and your family to position yourself to be on the right side of the greatest wealth transfer in human history, and also position yourself and your family to not only survive through what has already started to happening or happen in this world, but also thrive. Within that program, I shared how program members can change their paradigm and worldview, how they can develop their own models and frameworks to figure things out as it's happening in real time, because you're going to need that skill. I also shared with program members how to protect their capital and cash flow. And then, of course, as I mentioned, 93 of them that have worked through the program have a personalized and customized strategy in place right now. It's been fantastic to see. And then every Friday, we do a live Q&A call for 1 hour at noon Eastern Standard Time. And in that hour call, I go through the reset framework, which I've shared on the show, where we talk about what's going on with the money system, the banking and financial system, the debt system, what's happening in markets, all types of markets. We talk about the economy, things that we're seeing in the economy. We talk about what's happening in the political environment. Important to keep an eye on that in this world that we live in. We talk about business. We talk about real estate, education, health, food, societal changes, the polarization trend, which is huge, right? The control structure wants us all to hate each other. It's pretty obvious. We talk about that. And we talk about the control structure and things that we're seeing with regards to the control structure. Here's an example. BlackRock is buying real estate all across the United States at a pace and a speed which has not been seen before. So we share that and more in that hour and answer live questions from all of our program members. I have to say, I am like a kid in a candy store during that call. It's so cool to have people on the call live from all over the country in the United States and all over the world asking questions, sharing their insights, sharing what they're seeing. It's almost like having your own little intelligence hub because when I finish that call, I literally feel like I have a pretty good picture of what's going on in all of the many different markets from which our program members operate in. So it's been very, very cool to see that. I want to read an email that I received too from a program member. This is just so cool when I receive this. But essentially, this is what the email said. Before signing up for this course, I was a little hesitant, as I always am, due to thinking, oh, another cash flow course. I already know 99% of what he talks about. Man, oh man, was I wrong. This course covers so much more than just creating cash flow. MC provides countless hours of intensive content, diving into everything from our current economic environment, building up the most valuable asset yourself, putting together a strategy tailored to your goals and needs, how to ensure your family is ready for any and every scenario that can be thrown at you. Believe me, while going through the weeks of this course, I felt as if I was drinking water from a fire hose. So I found myself going back through the content a few times, and I've started taking massive action. I can't thank MC enough for creating a course that not only shows what he's doing, but also goes into great depth of how to do that for yourself. I now have a game plan for my family to ensure we are set for generations to come. So I am extremely passionate to help people achieve self-reliance through education. That's why I'm doing this. We are in the eye of the hurricane, in the eye of a massive, massive storm. And in 2008, 2009, 2010, I always said, man, I wish that there was a community or there was a group of people that I could be a part of to see what people were doing, you know, to get ready and prepare for this coming crisis in 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010, and also what they're doing, what they actually are doing, because there's not a lot of folks out there with podcasts, with educational programs and so forth that share exactly what they themselves are doing. That's what I'm doing in this program. And then what I am seeing in communities that I'm part of, I'm bringing that to my community. And I'm in a lot of very, very powerful communities too. So it's been very, very pleasing to do this. I've really enjoyed it. And I've really, really gotten so much satisfaction seeing results of program members. You could sign up at cashflowninja.com/core, C-O-R-E. We have this available in times where if you don't know what to do, we have a solution for you, and you can join a community of very, very, very empowered people. We also have a private group, such as, it's not on Facebook, it's on a different software, but you can post things, people interact with each other, and more. It's cashflowninja.com/C-O-R-E. In week one, we covered the investor. Week two, we developed a strategy. Week three, we covered vehicles and tactics. And in week four, we covered crypto. Everything you need to know about crypto, and we shared seven strategies of how you can invest in crypto. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. Because essentially, the topic of today that I wanted to talk about was that if you understand a current and a tide in the ocean, and you leverage it, and you swim with it, you can be an average swimmer and still have massive results and get to where you want to be very, very quickly, as opposed to being a fantastic swimmer, a great swimmer, maybe an Olympic swimmer, like Michael Phelps, just to throw a name out there. But if you swim against the tide and against the current, you're going to eventually tire, and you eventually most likely will drown. I remember growing up in South Africa, there was a ton of beach towns, and they all have massive currents and tides. And the locals and the people that vacation there always knew the direction of the tide and the current. And they also knew what to do if they ever ended up in one. So you don't panic and swim against it because you will tire and drown. You just let it take you out, and it usually brings you back to the shore. So the big idea there is leveraging a tide or a current will get you to where you want to be much quicker and much faster, as opposed to swimming against it. And it ties into the natural law of momentum. If there's massive momentum in a market and in a space, and if things are starting to develop, if you position yourself accordingly, you can participate in the massive, massive upside potential of a particular market or a niche. And yes, I'm talking about cryptocurrencies and blockchain technologies. I've got to say, growing up, and I'm going to date myself now, but I graduated high school in 1997. And I got to say, this was around the internet craze, the dot-com boom, if you will. The internet was rolled out and people were very excited, building businesses, buying domain names and so forth. And there was a massive explosion in that space. A lot of capital was flowing in there. A lot of very intelligent and innovative people were going into that space. It was all happening there. And I've got to say, it was funny looking back now at reading some of the news articles, even at big investors coming out. I believe Warren Buffett was saying that this is just another fad. You know, the internet wouldn't exist in the next 5 years. I believe they compared it like to the fax, a fax machine. So you had all of the things that these up and coming innovative spaces have, right? A lot of fear, uncertainty, and doubt, which we've definitely seen in the crypto markets of late. And then you also see massive, massive amounts of capital going in, a lot of innovative people, a lot of the smartest people in the world all going into a certain space. Crypto and blockchain technologies has given myself and everyone that's right about the same age as I am a second opportunity. If you didn't act and capitalize on that first opportunity we had in our lifetime, which was the invention of the internet and the online world and the dot-com craze and the dot-com boom, if you didn't participate in any of that or didn't, you felt like you missed out, this is your shot. This is your second shot. Because essentially the internet changed the world completely during that time. And cryptocurrencies and blockchain technologies will do the same thing. Will change the world. It's going to be a game changer. It's only getting started. You're not early, but you're not late, but it's only getting started. And I'm not just talking about buying a coin and hoping it goes up in value. I'm talking about positioning yourself as an investor in the space, because it is, I mean, the amount of capital and the amount of folks that are coming into the space and positioning themselves is mind-blowing. I mean, we've already seen a ton of the trends. I made a couple of notes here. And if you've been following the news, you've probably seen all the same things that I've seen. You know, when the cryptocurrency craze kind of started was with Bitcoin. After the last financial crisis, people looked for a solution because the average person, the little people, we the little people got completely screwed and royally screwed. Most people they lost their houses, right? And they didn't get a bailout and banks were bailed out. Essentially that's what happened. So it didn't matter which administration was in charge, then both of them would have done the same thing, whether it was the Bush administration or the Obama administration. People lost their houses. They got completely the short end of the stick. Banks got bailed out by the federal government and no one went to prison. People looked for different options. Bitcoin came into play and a lot of folks saw this as the solution because it is a decentralized cryptographic currency based on the technology of cryptography that had in its code a limited amount. Only 21 million Bitcoins will ever be mined. It had a proof of work model, which means that how Bitcoin works is that miners compete to solve mathematical problems, and the miners that do it and solve mathematical problems mines a block and they get rewarded in Bitcoin or in transaction fees, as opposed to the general financial world where you get rewarded from just holding capital. So people that are wealthy and rich, they could just maintain their wealth and by just holding assets and that'll continue to go up in value. Well, this gave the little person an opportunity to have a bite at this apple. So a lot of folks jumped onto Bitcoin. That was kind of the start of this blockchain technology, which is an open source Excel sheet basically across the world on the internet on different computers, and miners compete to solve mathematical problems and they get rewarded in Bitcoin and transaction fees. It essentially started to build a network effect, and then different projects came from the Bitcoin community like Ether, Ethereum. That whole community basically was given birth from the Bitcoin community, where a lot of folks stake Bitcoin or put up their Bitcoin to fund that project. And then essentially more and more projects started to develop within that space, utilizing the same technology, the blockchain technology. And the network effect started to grow and to grow and to grow and to grow. And you could probably go online and see what the current market cap is just of the crypto market currently. But essentially, there's a network effect. More people started to see what was happening. More people started to get involved and started to get into it. And essentially, that's where, like, social media, that was the value of the Bitcoin and the technology, was based on the network effect that it had. The more and more people that started using it, the more valuable it became, just like with essentially social media, right? Social media, Facebook is only valuable because of its users, and the other Instagram, Twitter, and so forth. So there's a network effect. So essentially, it just kept growing, and more projects came up in that space. Essentially, right now, a lot of projects are still very, very speculative, and only speculative. But there are certain projects that have gone from speculative value to utility value. Like, for example, Bitcoin, which is purely speculation, has started to take on a utility value because you can transfer very large amounts of money, essentially. It's a peer-to-peer transaction network from one person to another without a middleman, without the bank. And that's the power of it. So it has utility. I can send anyone around the world Bitcoin from my wallet to that person's wallet without having to put a foot into a bank and fill out a bunch of forms and tell why I'm sending this and wait for it to clear and pay fees on my end and the other person pays fees on their end. So it has utility value. The same with Ethereum. Ethereum is a little bit different, but essentially Ethereum is sort of now like the app store and that Apple has. And essentially there's a ton of projects being built on top of Ethereum. Smart contracts, which is a technology that will be rolled out across industries, is, for example, something that Ethereum has to offer. And then, of course, stable coins such as Tether or USDC, because stable coins, there's actually a pretty big need for it, because you can transfer your Bitcoin into a stable coin and then move it in onto different exchanges. You can stake your Bitcoin and borrow against it and get a stable coin to then turn into dollars to then utilize somewhere else, right? So there's a need for those. So essentially where it was just speculative, that entire space, it has now moved, well, certain projects, you know, I've mentioned three, from a purely just speculative play to projects that have that have utility, that have value because of the utility that these projects offer. And this has resulted into companies like PayPal, Visa, and MasterCard looking at how they can incorporate this technology, and specifically Bitcoin, into what they're doing. Because they've started to see that this has utility value. We've seen investors starting to realize that besides the value of transferring Bitcoin from me to someone else without a bank, it has value in the sense that there's a limited amount. There's scarcity. There's only 21 million coins. And in a world where 25% of dollars that's ever been created was created in 2020, and inflation is coming, and it's coming quickly, where do you go to? Well, folks like Paul Tudor Jones, Wall Street legend, Ray Dalio, Carl Icahn, and Elon Musk and so forth, all of them have looked towards Bitcoin as solving that problem. So not just gold or silver, but Bitcoin, because it essentially will be a digital store of value in the sense that there's a limited supply of it, and there's scarcity involved with it. And if you're in an environment that has massive inflation, it provides an outlet for you to position some capital in. We've also seen companies actually incorporate Bitcoin onto their balance sheet. Tesla is a company that is holding Bitcoin as part of their capital reserves. MicroStrategy, Michael Saylor, of course, one of the first people to do that, they hold a majority of their actual capital in Bitcoin because they don't see another solution in an inflationary environment, such as Bitcoin. So Michael Saylor has shared how they do this and have taught this to other CEOs and CFOs and showed them how they can have Bitcoin as part of a capital allocation strategy. You know, we even had a mutual insurance company, Mass Mutual, put $100 million into Bitcoin as part of their capital allocation, because not just the utility that it has, which I've shared as a peer-to-peer transaction network, it actually has become a store value because of its limited supply. So more companies will be forced to go into the same route as MicroStrategy, MassMutual, and Tesla and start putting capital allocations into Bitcoin. They're going to be forced to do that. More investors will be forced to do that because of its limited supply. Many companies are now starting to accept payments in crypto. Wall Street is now offering custodial services. And we talk about this on my weekly Q&A call with my program members of what is happening with banks, because the banking landscape is going to change a lot, my friends. There's not a lot of banks that will survive what's coming. But the banks that will are the ones already offering custodial services. So they are offering custodial services with crypto. And institutional money is coming. As Raul Paul from Real Vision have shared, you know, and he's an insider. You know, his statement is there is a wall of money coming, a wall of money coming into the space. Countries have started to adapt Bitcoin. I know, you know, it's crazy that I'm saying this. When I started covering the space and studying and immersing myself in this in 2016, I never thought I would see this, but El Salvador just made it legal tender. Legal tender. So legal tender laws is what you accept as payments within a certain geographical area. So Bitcoin is legal tender. You know, they and other countries now in Latin America are interested too. And by the way, this is a great way to break out of that chokehold that the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank have or has on these countries. I mean, this is really a great way for them to get out of it. So essentially, it is a phenomenal play in a lot of ways. And I just covered Bitcoin. I haven't even covered blockchain technologies and all of the ancillary services that it would have for businesses. Blockchain technologies will be incorporated by every single business and every single niche that's out there. It's coming. The momentum is there. It's the current, right? Remember, you don't have to be the fastest swimmer to leverage the current. You could leverage the current to get to your destination much quicker. And if you swim against it, you're going to drown. You could be the best swimmer and still drown. A Michael Phelps and drown. They're going to incorporate blockchain technology in all of these industries and all of these businesses. We are already starting to see it. So that technology is going to be there. And then decentralized finance, which we could do an hour upon hour long episode on. Decentralized finance is essentially crypto banking and crypto financial services. That is starting to explode. There's a ton happening just with regards to that. There's going to be enormous opportunities there. So there is an enormous, enormous trend within cryptocurrencies and blockchain technologies. Don't get caught up in the fear, uncertainty, and doubt, which has been sowed in the media, in the news. You know, Mark Cuban gets ripped off because, again, you know, of course, if you're a genius in one area, it has to translate to another area, right? No, it doesn't at all. What makes you great in one area doesn't necessarily guarantee you success in another area. Most people know that there are a ton of scams and a ton of horrible projects in that space, but there are also game-changing projects and companies emerging in that space. So yeah, don't get trapped into the fear, uncertainty, and doubt that you're seeing out in the media. It's out there because a lot of big players want to get into the space, and they don't, my friends, they don't want to pay retail price. They want it at a lower price. So they're going to have their buddies in the media throw out a bunch of fear, uncertainty, doubt to drive prices down of projects so that they can come in. That's what's happening, by the way. Big guys and gals are coming in right now. Institutional money is coming in. Let's use Bitcoin as an example. You know, the big guys and gals, they don't want to buy Bitcoin at 60,000. They want to buy it at 30. That's what's been happening. The fundamentals hasn't changed. The trend has not changed. The momentum has not changed. It's just the fear, uncertainty, and doubt, which is now being brought to you by the traditional financial world, which they're used to a rigged game. They do control the media. They do control the rigged game, which is Wall Street. And you're starting to see some of that elements come into crypto now, but you're still ahead of these guys and girls coming in right now, which is the exciting part. You get to front run, essentially, Wall Street and institutions by being in this space early. So again, you're not early if you're coming in now, but you're not late, and you're still perhaps earlier than this ocean of money that's coming into the space. So one way to play this too is to use the California Gold Rush strategy. Now, what is the California Gold Rush strategy? The California Gold Rush strategy is when the gold rush happened in California, 1848, 1849, 1850, all the miners from all over the, well, people came from all over the United States to California to find their fortune and seek their fortune, and people came from all over the world. Most of them just pan and dug for gold. The people that actually made money, lots of it, and I mean, names that you would recognize today, I'll share a couple with you. But the people that really did well were the people that sold equipment, picks and shovels to the miners, people that housed them, that fed them, that sold them clothes like Levi Strauss, right? Levi Strauss, entrepreneur going there, selling them clothes and boots and so forth. People that offer services in that area, like the Wells family from Wells Fargo. And then also people that provided entertainment and taverns and restaurants and so forth. Those were the people that were cleaning up. So you don't necessarily have to invest in, using that example, the gold itself, or be the miner panning and digging for gold. You could have been the entrepreneur going in and providing all of the services that the miners would need. And as an investor, that's how you can position yourself in this space. And if you know how to do it properly, again, you could follow the venture capitalist model and invest in, let's just say, 1 to 10 companies. 9 can be a bust. But you could find that Google, you could find that Amazon in that space, and that could make a massive difference for you. One strategy that I'll share, that which I've shared in our program already with program members, is exchanges. You get to actually invest as a private investor through a PPM in an exchange. You get to invest in that exchange. Now, what happens in exchange? If you're an owner of an exchange, when Bitcoin and the cryptocurrencies go up, there's a lot of people chasing the pump coming in, right? So there's a lot of transactions. You're making money when it goes up. When it goes down, guess what? There's a lot of people trying to sell to get out. A lot of transactions. You make money when it goes down. So you get to benefit on both sides of that. So as an investor in the crypto space, what I'm not saying is you should buy a coin and hope it goes up in value. What I am saying is you should understand the environment of cryptocurrencies and blockchain. You should understand the game. There is a game. You should understand the players of the game, the rules of the game. You should understand the different parts of the game. There are certain projects competing for money. There are certain projects competing for on blockchain technology. There are certain projects competing for being financial services companies in the space. There are certain companies competing with regards to infrastructure. And then you can invest directly through private placements in some of these businesses. And as an investor, you get to benefit from the massive influx of capital that's coming into the space, the massive amount of innovation, the smartest people coming in here. And as more and more industries adopt this technology, which the space has to offer, you get to benefit as an investor from the massive growth, expansion, and the network effect that keeps on increasing in this space. That's the thoughts that I have for you on this. It absolutely is extremely, extremely powerful. I'm excited at this. This will be your second opportunity, your second bite at the apple if you're around about my age. If you're in your late 30s, early 40s, or even 50s and you didn't participate in the internet, you get to do it this time around. You have a second bite at the apple. What I've also done, I just want to conclude with this too, is the final week, which we did an entire week just on crypto, shared 7 crypto strategies and more. We actually repackaged just that week and put it into a crypto course because my inbox was blowing up over the past month and even before that on crypto. If I haven't responded to you, it's because I'm getting hundreds of emails just on that. So we created something. We're going to take that piece of the course and we're actually putting it in its own program. It's called the Crypto Investing Method. You could sign up at cashflowninja.com/crypto. cashflowninja.com/crypto. And that'll give you access to the week of crypto content where I share everything. I share the crypto environment, the crypto game, the crypto players, right? The different segments in that market and how to invest. And I share 7 strategies of what we are implementing and executing and how I'm personally investing in that space. Of course, disclaimer, it's crypto. You can lose all of everything in there, or you could do relatively well positioning yourself in an industry that's poised for massive growth and have a lot of the technology and innovation coming into it right now. So that's cashflowninja.com/crypto. We've rolled that in and bundled it. That week of content is in one space for you. So if you want to learn how to invest in this space as an investor, if you want to learn how to speculate in that space as a speculator, we share it in there because that's also very important to know, my friends. It's important to know when you save, when you invest, and when you speculate. Great investors know when they're doing what they're doing and when they're doing it. And we also share that with you. With that, I look forward to our next episode. I've got a fantastic lineup of guests for us. I missed everyone listening to our show. We're back. And I look forward to bringing on these amazing guests for you in the coming weeks. Until next time, live infinitely.
This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objectives, situation and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.